Hi, Paul.
Hi, Deepa. How are you, dear?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, driving a little bit, but
Oh,
everything's fine. Everything's
sorry
fine.
to bother you.
No, it's a pleasure to talk to you always, always. Okay, that's good news. You tried to get some voice testing. That's wonderful.
No, I have to download the software. And
Okay.
they are the if you want, like, first thing is voice recognition. And for that, the if I found open source software, and for that, the medium size downloadable version uses 5 KB, 5 GB of memory.
No, you don't have enough space in the hard drive, right?
About, I think, for at least
Remember, how many space you have empty in the C driver?
let me go and check. I think I have about 150 GB, but again, let me.
You need to have several gigabytes for free. You need to have at least 20% empty of the C drive. If it's not empty, you cannot install anything. I think that's the reason you are very low.
Yeah. I saw it. At least I have 150 GB free.
Oh no, it's too little. 1.5?
No, 150.
150.
Yeah.
Oh no, is that too little? How much is the total for the C? Check the total size for the C drive.
I have used about 100 GB, and the leftover is 150 approximately GB.
So
150.
you have less than 10%, less than 10%. You have only 2% empty, right?
No, half of one third.
1/3. So you have 30%, almost 30% empty.
75% almost.
Oh, 25%. Yeah, you cannot install anything because the disk needs to be 1/3 empty to be able to do the proper work. So you cannot install anything in the disk. But if that soft is very little, then you can try. Then you delete. Perhaps you need to delete something, you know?
All my files are only in kilobytes. Nothing is in GB, gigabytes. But I don't know where I have
No,
used.
yeah, hold on. I talk about kilobytes. What you talking about? Kilobytes only your memory. The memory run, you have only, I guess you have only 6 GB of memory. Memory has nothing to do with the space in the hard drive.
Okay.
It's completely different. One thing is your size available in the disk, in the C drive. That is your space.
Yeah,
Space
I
to
have
use.
about 140 GB. It's not enough.
But 1.4 GB is just 2%, 1% of the 100 GB. So you don't have 25%, you have 2.5% empty.
No, Paul, not 1.4, 141, 141.
Oh, you have a 145 GB space,
Yeah.
gigabyte space, and you have a 40, how many is empty? 25 giga empty.
Yeah, that's 141 is empty.
Oh, 140. You also have a 141 GB or kilobytes.
Gigabytes.
Oh, you have plenty of space. Plenty of space. Okay, go. Okay. Hold on. Go to my computer. Click the my PC. Click my PC. When you
Okay.
click this PC or my PC or this PC, it will pop up the letter C, letter D. Then you see a little graphic that tells you how much percent is used and how much percent is free. Tell me the percentage of the disk that is free.
Okay, my computer, right?
No, just this PC. This PC. I don't think they have my computer anymore. Just look for this PC or
Okay.
PC.
You have to, I have to go to the properties.
No, no, no. When you click it, this, did you find it PC, this PC?
Yeah.
Okay, click it. Click this PC, and they will automatically open three letters for you, C, D, and whatever. You're going to see the there's a little graphic, a color, a little ball. The ball will tell you the blue is, I think the blue one is the used one, and the white is free. You check the percentage. There is a percentage ball, graphic.
Yeah, for the C, I have
a for the C.
Say
how
the percentage?
How much? No, in percentage. Percentage.
It didn't say give me anything in percentage.
They click properties for the C. Click C and click properties. Do you see the graphic for percentage?
Yeah, but it is. I think I have about.
They will tell you 75% use it, 25 is free, or 50% use it, 54% is free. I don't know. It will tell you the percentage. There's a little graphic. When you click this PC, you open, you're going to see a graphic.
Yeah, it says like it's the graph is about a little bit less than half. In C.
Less than half, but it tells you the percentage.
No, it just says 141 gigabytes free of 247 gigabytes.
Okay, so you have plenty of space free.
Uh-huh.
So free is 145 gigabytes free.
Yeah.
So you have more than half free.
Yeah,
right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so you can install anything you want. Anything. Okay.
Like
you are confusing memory with space. You don't have any space problem. I thought you didn't have any space. You have plenty of space.
Okay, and then the
memory. The memory, you don't need to worry. The memory, it will recycle the memory for you every time you shut down the laptop. It will recycle the memory.
Okay.
You don't never need to worry about your memory.
Okay, so
only the space
and the voice AI
I'm sorry,
the voice AI bot to create that. I have three I have to develop the I have to develop three
3 gigabytes.
No, 3 software. I need the voice to text, and then text decoding, and then text to voice. So 3 components I have to do.
Oh no, hold on. If you need to do, remember, we are using the Whisper, the ChatGPT Whisper, for automatically English translation. The Whisper is only one software for free that we use from Google for free, and we don't need to download anything in the laptop. We are using a Whisper, which the Whisper AI will have any audio recording, any audio that we record from the call, the Whisper will transcribe in English and text the English for us.
Yeah, that's what in Whisper only I'm trying to see,
But that solution we already have, we don't need that. We are using that Whisper for more than 2 years.
Okay, so
in the apologetic. Remember the apologetic that Hafiz helped us to develop?
Uh-huh.
We are using Whisper for years.
Okay, so
every time somebody call or record any message, we have that already transcribed in English immediately.
Okay, so after that, what you are doing after recording the text, what you are doing?
The problem for AI is to let AI able to talk to the person.
Okay.
Real voice to voice.
Okay, from the From the text to voice, that's what you need, right?
No, no. Audio to audio, voice to voice. You don't need any transcription.
Okay, that's what they say in... you have to first get a voice to text and then...
But we need to train the agent. We need to do the training, the model to become, to let the agent be. But then we need to find a model that will allow our agent to talk.
Okay, so...
And I don't know how to do that.
From Whisper, you want to... make that into a text to voice?
No, it's not text to voice, voice to voice.
So all together you want to go for some model to do...
The model only to train the agent to talk.
Get the, like to talk,
to,
like...
To listen to the caller and to respond with audio.
Okay.
No text.
Okay. I'll see if there is any model like that in.
Yeah, but if you don't find it, don't worry. We can try to find any model that you can do a private developer. Also, any model that we can feed our own data from Postgres, or any model that we can start to. Having the interface, having the front end for our Postgres being done by some AI, so they can just learn how to do a query, learn how to save some information from our tables. I don't know. The only thing I know is that you keep going, you are learning, keep going, and as you learn, God will help us. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So if that is not working in practical terms, don't worry. Also, of course, you can try anything you want.
Okay. So you want the AI model to receive calls and then put those data in the Postgres, like the...
Oh, yes. But, if the AI can talk, remember our 3CX can record anything. Uh-huh. And because you can record automatically, then we have the whisper already working well for us. We just need to make the whisper transcribe the audio. It's not a problem at all. That is already solved. So if the AI can talk during the conversation for the call, the 3CX will record in the call. You understand?
Uh-huh.
The AI just needs to answer the call.
Okay. I don't understand, Paul. Can you please repeat it?
Sure. I try to, for example, my conversation with you right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If I press a button here, it will be saved. The audio will be saved inside the 3CX.
Okay.
That's all we need. We don't need the agent to transcribe because we have already the whisper. The whisper is the agent from ChatGPT that we are using for 2 years already. It translates every audio in English. And type this for us. So we don't need that because the 3CX will save the audio file. That's all we need.
Okay, so I don't
so
have...
So we need... Then we need to have agent able to answer the call. Like you are... Instead of talking to me, you should be able to talk to agent. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So when you call me, if I didn't answer... Our agent should be able to answer you, talking, hi Deepa, how was your masala tea today? But she needs to know about you. You understand? She needs to know you love masala tea. You need to know you have a very, very beautiful husband and boyfriend. So he will be very, very envy.
So it has to...
That's what we need. We need to train the agent. so that the agent can tell you, Deepa, your masala today was not so good. That's what we need to do, okay?
So if somebody calls, that the agent has to answer the call, and then it has to be intelligent enough to pull the data from the ERP.
From the ERP, of course. But he don't need to record it back, because if the conversation is saved, the audio will be saved by 3CX. Then we can have a second step for doing the translation and record that in the ERP back later. You understand?
No, Paul, I don't understand. Sorry.
Don't you understand that our conversation can be recorded?
Yeah.
So if you record, I can listen to the conversation again and again tomorrow in a month. I don't need to have the text.
Okay.
So let's say that I press the button here. I'm not recorded to talk to you. We don't need to record now.
Yeah.
But in case you need to hear something important, I can press a button. Then you can listen again and again the same conversation from 3CX. Not
yeah.
from AI. Huh?
Okay, for that we are using Whisper?
No. The Whisper, we can use the Whisper later.
Okay.
So let's see that at the end of the month, if we need to convert every audio in record inside the ERP. We can just put the Whisper to transcribe the audio. And then we can save it. Then we don't need AI. We can save it manually every month.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I was looking into Whisper. And for us, it can recognize multiple languages. I think more than 50, I think, multiple languages. And
We don't need to. Let's focus only in English, because the only way to make a test is to make it very simple, very simple, only English.
Okay.
So only short call. We can train the agent to say, "Good morning, Miss Deepa. Nobody is available for you. Can I know your number and your email? And that's all I can help you, because my mother is a piece of crap."
So you want me to explore Whisper, or you said we have already Whisper?
The Whisper we have, so we don't need any agent for converting audio into English text, because Whisper is doing a great job. We don't need any more.
So you already have Whisper and 3CX?
Of course we have Whisper. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. So we had to transfer the text into audio now?
Not now. We don't need to worry about that. We just need to, 3CX will save the audio. We just needed the agent to answer the call talking, not to write anything, just talking.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. The chat GPT is suggesting to do a voice AI, and it is asking me to do in three sets. One is to receive the call and transfer it into text, and then process.
No, you don't need that.
Okay.
We need to have some only audio to audio.
Okay. Okay.
Only like I'm talking to you. That's all we need.
Okay. And it has to gather the phone. If somebody is not answering, it has to gather the information like phone number and email, and then.
Yes. That's it.
And then store it in the ERP?
No, storage only in the audio. The audio will be recorded. The audio will be saved by 3CX. 3CX will save the audio.
So you need basically AI to receive calls and then save it
and
in the
no, they he don't need to save anything because 3CX will save it in audio automatically.
Okay. So you just want the bot to record, want to receive the calls. That's it, right?
So yeah, that's it. And talk to the person, of course. Talk.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see. I'll look into it in Hugging.
Okay. But this is one type of task, one type of agent. The other one will be find our own on-prem model so it can feed the documentation, PDF, agreement, text for that day. I could learn our business because our business has a lot of agreement, a lot of documentation, a lot of papers for years. So we need to feed our own model.
I don't understand, Paul. Sorry.
It's a separate issue, a different issue. In addition to agent, agent is just a minor issue. We need to have also some local server with some kind of llama or other that we can feed the papers. And he will learn about BitProvidence. He will learn about our mission. He will read every website. We have 200 websites. 200 websites. Uh-huh. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
And so if we have our own model, he will read those 200 websites. He will help us to improve those websites. You understand?
Okay. How can it do that, Paul?
I'm sorry?
How can the AI can do that?
Oh my goodness. If you save a llama 2, like the one I show you the file inside the second me, the second me.
Yeah.
The second person, the word of that?
Yeah, we looked into it and then it used it uses a Docker, right?
They use a piece, a subset of Llama. If you install that in your laptop, I don't think you have space. But if you install in the server, then the AI from Llama will read every single page from our website and will save that information in our own server, not in Facebook's server.
Okay.
So Facebook will never know about our 200 website, but our own model will learn quickly every single paper we have, and they will know everything about us. And okay. That model will be able to answer the call much, much easier. Because they will know, they will have the information to talk to the person.
Like it should have the information, it should have the information on our website and then the intelligent enough.
No, the information is on their website. The information we have is in our documentation and PDFs and videos, whatever. But if we have our own model, they will learn everything about us. And then he can feed the agent. The agent talking to someone can access the Llama inside our own server and then be able to understand what the client is looking for.
Okay.
But these are two separate issues, you understand?
Yeah.
The most important is not the agent. The most important is to us to train our own model.
So you are going to consider using Llama?
No, I don't care. Okay. I think we should use anything. We should use I don't know, any free stuff. I think we should use Grog. Grog's completely free and Grog is up to date. Grog is feeding this model in every single news. If you go, for example, do you have any information from India today? Any information? For example, if you have somebody passed away, if somebody, some politician, some Indian, some famous person in India, if that person dies today, okay? If you go to ChatGPT and ask what Mr. whatever is doing today, the ChatGPT will never know the guy is dead. Because the guy just passed away today.
Okay.
And the ChatGPT needs months before that information will be fed in the model. The model have no idea that that particular artist passed away.
Okay.
But that's not the case for Grog. Why?
They are up to date with the current affairs, maybe.
But why? But yes, but why? Because of X. X is the source of news for the whole world. There's nothing important in the world that somebody didn't post anything in X. You have millions and millions of Indian users of X. If somebody is famous there, passed away, they will post, oh my goodness, Mr. Peter died. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
X.com.
I'm sorry, X.com.
Okay.
Don't you know what is X yet? You don't understand what is X? X
no,
is Paul, Twitter.
I recently only trying to use it. But I don't have, it's like,
but, but don't you have an idea? The largest source of news in the world is X.com.
Largest, what is that for?
You didn't know, that's Twitter. Do you know it's Twitter? Twitter has a new name.
That's called
X.com. They don't call Twitter anymore.
Okay. I didn't know that. Sorry.
They call X.
Okay.
But X now is 100 times bigger than Twitter, Deepa.
Okay.
So do you understand what the meaning for X today?
Yeah.
So what you can do, you can have every single post in X today is already ready by Grog.
Okay, so if you are planning to use Grog, it's a paid model, right? AI.
Yes, it's a paid, but we can try to have some discount. We have subset. Yes.
Okay.
It's a paid, but we can try.
Okay, Paul.
The Grog is offered free API. Do you know the API, right?
Yeah.
So you can connect API to Grog and train our own model.
The application process, API is application processing interface?
Oh, yeah. Every AI speak through API. Everyone.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
Sorry, Paul.
Didn't you realize yesterday I gave you the link for hugging face? Remember,
yeah.
I sent that link.
Yeah.
Did you see how many thousands of models and libraries and agents? Do you see that amount of
data set?
And how do you know how they work between them? Only via API. All of them. Oh. They hug it. No, you need to have your own application to be able to use Hugging Face. And Hugging allows you to just have the API interface for any one of those tasks over there.
Any one of those? Which one, Paul?
Anyone. They are all interconnected via API. All of them.
Okay.
So imagine. The combination, the mosaic you can do using the Hugging Face. Everything you can imagine can be done there. Everything. Anything. You just need to understand a little bit about API, a little bit of JavaScript, how you're going to join it, what server you're going to use, what kind of library you're gonna connect, what subset, what major AI you're gonna use. You understand? So it's a big challenge.
So is it complete, the whatever model we get from AI? I don't think it's completely, it is fully complete. Like, we have to tweak it to our need, right?
No. What do you mean complete? I'll talk about Hugging Face.
Yeah.
Hugging Face is just a hub. It's a hub. It's not AI. Hugging Face is not an AI.
No.
It's a hub. Huh?
Yeah, whatever the model they suggest.
Every single agent, every single part you saw, they are connecting via AI with ChatGPT, with Claude, with Grog, and Gemini, IBM, Dr. Watson. They are all connected to Llama, to the big AI. They are all using Whisper, OpenAI. They are all using the major models. There's none. All of those applications depend on the major's AI. The top 90% of those resources depend in less than 10 big models, like Llama, like Gemini, like Claude, you understand, like DeepSeek, you understand?
So whatever model we get from Hugging Face are related to those top AI models?
Hugging Face give you the API for you to interconnect anything you want.
Okay. Are they complete?
What do you mean? No, nothing is complete inside the Hugging Face. Nothing.
Yeah.
Everything Hugging Face is just a piece of a puzzle. Do you know the puzzle?
Yeah. We had to tweak it, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But don't you think that is exciting? Don't you think that is wonderful? Because you may feel overwhelming, right?
Yeah, whatever information I have.
But
so far,
if you feel overwhelmed, it's because you are trying to solve everything at the same time. No, you need to take one piece of the puzzle at a time, understand that, connect it to the next puzzle, the next piece, and little by little, you're gonna build a wonderful application. You know what I mean? Wonderful,
yeah.
Custom.
Okay. So the sorry, Paul, if I ask you again and again, please pardon me.
No,
and,
no worry. You can ask many times. You ask many you need. Go ahead.
Because I'm new to this AI concept, and then I'm grasping what too much to bite. So you want a chatbot to gather information, to answer the call, and then it has to reply to whomever is calling by having huge knowledge of whatever we have on the web, like more than 200 websites, and then it has to be intelligently talk back, right? With the more knowledge of whatever
but
we have.
This is only for the future. So little by little we can improve it. For example, if you create a bot, I say, good morning, good evening, or good afternoon. Then you say, what's your name? I'm a bot, Peter. I don't know anything about I only can take your email and your phone and then ask somebody to call you back. That's okay.
Okay. So
you understand? Then we can improve a little bit. Then we can improve a little bit more. Then we're going to find API to connect that to our own private model. You understand? So you can do little by little by little by little.
Okay.
But that's not my point. My point from the beginning is to, I beg you to have a mindset of owner. You're trying to serve me. You don't need to serve me. I need to serve you. I need to help you. You need to be the owner of the mission. the owner of the mission. You need to have your own dignity in such a way that you're going to use your final portion of your life. We have only so much. We maybe have only 20 years to live, right? 25, perhaps 30.
Yeah.
So my goal for you is to use your the final little portion of your life, my life. Let's do something beautiful for God. You understand? Something beautiful for humanity. Something nice, something very, very well done, with love, with care, that will be beautiful, will be harmonious, will be useful, will be, you know, will be wonderful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gift, you can give that gift for your sons, for your husband, for your friends. So you can give that gift for posterity, for your grandchildren, your grand-grandchildren. So you can plant a seed, just plant a little seed, say that tree will give a lot of fruits. And I'm going to do that for helping people with that condition, do that. Whatever we can do to help people. If you want to help people to get jobs, just find people that need to find jobs. Okay, we're going to put a special number for the call center. You're going to put an ad in Google, say, we now have a free job contact center. If you live in Oregon and if you don't have any job, please call this number. Bingo.
Okay.
Then you're going to use the call center for your project. Why? Because you found a way using AI so that we can help a lot of young people that are doing nothing but checking the internet day and night and watching pornography, talking bullshit with their friends and not working, not dreaming, not working. So let's help that people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you find, I found a way to help a lot of people without hiring any employee using AI. Bingo, let's use it. Let's go. We have a 24/7 contact center. If you want to say, okay, I'm going to only use the call center to talk in my for Indian people from my state, you are from Kerala or from, you're not from Kerala? Where is it? I'm sorry?
Tamil Nadu.
Oh, you are Tamil. So, okay, I'm going to put AI just to speak in my language, in Tamil. And we're going to do some test for having some kind of monthly encounter, have some dinner. I don't know. So, okay, fine. Use the AI, use our call center, and be my guest.
Okay.
Just for you to have pleasure. So my goal is that you're going to enjoy the work you're going to do. Excited. You're going to feel good to do something beautiful.
Okay.
Use anything. You have a big heart. You have a heart of a mom. You have a heart of a wife. You have a heart of you are a good sister. You are a good daughter. Because you take care of your mom and dad in India. You love them. So you have a wonderful heart. So imagine if you feel something in your heart that your creator is telling you, Deepa, we can do that. Then I will help you to do that. That's what I want.
Okay, Paul.
So in other words, I want you to see, instead of having a burden in your, right now, you're basically crushed by a huge burden, a huge challenge, huge task that will never be done. Because that is a pain. I don't need to give any pain for you. I wanted to give you a challenge that will make that very, very, very delightful. So you're going to enjoy that the way you enjoy your masala tea. That's what I want. That you can sit down, relax, watch a YouTube video for that particular power. You found some treasure, some pearl, some diamond inside the Hugging Face. You say, oh my good, there is one guy in Hugging Face, they can talk to me, and they are only helping moms that has their single mothers. They are child, they have one kid, they have no house, no nothing. We can help those moms. My good, I will be absolutely your partner. Because you're going to help a lot of mom. They need help. A lot of mothers. A lot of mothers. They even kill their own babies through abortion because they don't have any help. Do you agree?
Yeah.
So why not help them? Why not help single mom?
Okay.
Any pregnant, if you do a pregnant mom call center, and if they don't speak English, only Tamil or only English, but okay, let's do a agent that will take the call. If they speak English, okay. If they don't, you're gonna speak in Tamil. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna try to help, but only if that will be a source of joy for you. If you say, "My good, we're gonna do wonderful. This will work perfectly." And so you're going to have the excitement to learn more, to dig, to research a little bit, but only having the excitement to really rediscover the world. You see, you have the power is unlimited. Only the limit is your imagination. But again and again and again, please remember what is our mission statement. Can you tell me what is our mission statement?
Do good to others, and doing good to others should have no limits.
But what is do good? What's the verb? What's the main verb?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
No, to do good, yes. To do good is no limit. But what is the main portion of the mission statement? Is that the ambition to do good should have no limit. The ambition.
Okay.
So what I'm challenging you, your ambition to do something for that you have two men, you have two boys, two sons.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you wanna die without your two sons be very, very proud of you? Do you wanna pass away? And they will remember you for 3 days and then forget for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do you want to do something that when your husband, your two boys, say, see, my good mommy made a difference. In addition to take care of my father, my dad and us, she always take care of the home. She also found time to make a difference in the life of those 25 single moms. Or she did a difference in the life of people with no jobs. Or people that are, we can do anything you can imagine. Whatever you can do to help do good for others, we're going to do it.
Okay.
But you don't need to worry about what I want, because I don't know what I want. I don't know.
Okay, Paul.
You see my point?
Yeah.
What I do know that we finish a marvelous milestone, which is the ERP. The ERP is basically done. Do you agree with me? The infrastructure, the base for the ERP. Do you agree with that?
Huh? Yeah.
This is, that's 2 years of work, Dita, right? 2 years. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of dollars. And now AI basically is crashing everything, right or no? It's unbelievable.
Okay.
So instead of saying, oh my goodness, we waste 2 years of our life, maybe the ERP will never be used because AI is changing everything upside down. AI is changing humanity. The AI is changing the jobs. The AI is changing everything. Medical, science, everything will be changed by AI. It's already changed by AI. Robotics is next. Boy! And they will use a lot of AI for prostitution. Look at the OnlyFans. Did you see the OnlyFans has 500,000 accounts?
No,
but you never heard about OnlyFans?
OnlyFans?
only fans. Only fan.
Okay.
Only fan. Do you know what's a fan club? Fan club?
Yeah, fan. No, Paul, I don't know any of that.
No, you never saw that the teenagers root for titter for some singer like I forgot the name, Taylor Swift. What's the name for that Taylor? Swift Taylor?
Mm-mm.
You never heard about this, that she goes to a gym and they have 100,000 teenage girls crying and singing. You never heard about that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So they have a fan club in Facebook with thousands and thousands of followers. They just fans. They are only fans of that particular singer.
Okay.
They are worthless fans. But the only fan is a website for prostitution. They have a 500,000 account. This son of a bitch create a company to have a 500,000 prostitutes in OnlyFans.
Okay.
Half million accounting, basically selling adult content. It's unbelievable. And paying thousands of dollars for those women, and they are using technology. So we need to use technology to make a difference in save as much as possible. For example, if we have some project that can prevent the girls, the 13, 14, 15 years old, teenage girls, to not join OnlyFans. If we can just prevent that, we're going to save millions and millions and millions of lives, because we could start a campaign, have a call center, have a website and say, be aware of OnlyFans. Never, never allow yourself in your life to be lured, to be trapped into an OnlyFans. Avoid that because of that. So we can have a relationship using AI, explaining why OnlyFans, put in some video, document something, and say, okay, never join OnlyFans. Never, ever.
Okay.
And we're going to save life. We're going to save lives and lives and lives. They will say, well, but I don't have a way to survive. I have a beautiful body. I can just show my boobs, etc. They will pay for me $5,000 every month for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can say, okay, we're going to help you to find a job. But don't join OnlyFans, because mm-hmm. you're going to destroy your life. Do you agree they will destroy their life? Or
yeah,
no? That's
right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, if we don't reach out, they will end up over there. They open 500 million accounts in 3 years.
Okay.
Do you have an idea what that means? 500 million, 500,000 accounts, 500,000 accounts?
Yeah, that's bad.
For women just showing in bikini or every night, they masturbate in front of the man. And that connection is a private connection. So nobody knows who is in that room with the women. And they pay with credit card. They pay by the minute. For example, if a man stay there for 10 minutes, they will pay $10 for that 10 minutes. You understand? But sometimes people stay the whole night. But not one man. They have 20, 30, 50, perhaps 200 men watching that lady masturbate herself. Huh? And then she charged $1 per minute, $2, I don't know. But she make a fortune. You understand? A fortune.
Okay. Yeah, that's not right.
Of course not good. They will destroy their life. Imagine what kind of profession, what kind of utility, what kind of benefit that lady will have for humanity. If she stays every night masturbating herself to feed 100 or 200 or 300 psychopaths, right? It's men that stay looking at women the whole night. They need a psychiatrist, right? They are a psychopath. But
yeah.
That will be done. That will be that's a suicide. In 10 years, she will no longer have that body, right?
Yeah.
And so how she will survive? So can you imagine how in 10, 5, 10, 20 years, how many elder women we're going to have in our society in nursing homes that will be absolutely worthless? Can you imagine? What's going to happen with that 500,000 women now in OnlyFans? What are you going to have with those lives? They all have family, mom, brothers, fathers. Can we imagine a society that in 3 years have 500,000 women become a brothel, is a bordel, is a basically a prostitution network? They will be your neighbors, you know what I mean? They will get married with your boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe we cannot do anything about that, but we can interfere in teenagers, girls, 13, 12, 14, 15, and do whatever we can to warning, don't go there, don't go there. And also we can do some search for seniors. For example, in 20 years, we're going to have millions of women worthless in basically in nursing homes that nobody will. Do you think after staying 5, 10, 15, 20 years masturbating herself in the internet, do you believe anybody will visit that lady when she's in nursing home in the next 20 years? Nobody will go there.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because she'll be ugly, but she will be ugly inside. She'll be basically very, very, very ugly inside her own soul.
Yeah.
And do you think she'll have any kind of meaningful conversation like the one I have with you? Do you think she'll have any hope? Do you think she can be a volunteer like you are a volunteer for us? She'll have no life. Because her brain will be completely rotten by pornography. And by easy money. So you need 10 years to make the money one weekend. 1 weekend of that girl will make the money you're going to make the next 10 years in your life. And mm-hmm. they believe that will be that's fair. That's not fair. That's sinful. That's horrible. It's horrible. So my challenge for you is please listen to your conscience. That's all. Listen to your conscience. The voice of your creator is inside your wonderful heart. Your heart as a wife, your heart as a mom, your heart as a daughter. Listen to your creator in your beautiful heart. And let asking him to help you. Say, I would like to do something beautiful for you, my creator. And he will help you to do that. And that's important because doesn't matter your capacity. You can have a very little capacity. You can be a genius. You can have only 1% of the capacity of your husband doing with Liama. But your creator can make your little 1% because you are a humble person. You are so easygoing. You are so wonderful. You have no problem to say, I don't know. I didn't understand. You have no idea how precious is that, because that shows who you are. And this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I prefer to have a doctor that is humble, is my friend, than to have a genius that is arrogant, that is not possible to have a nice laugh. You cannot have a nice dialogue. You cannot even become friend because he believes he's a god. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that what I mean by that, that doesn't matter your limitation, doesn't matter if you can instead of solving the problem like Hafiz in 2 days, you're going to have 2 months. No problem.
So if you're going to use Krog, so for creating a bond, so how will I proceed because I don't have an account?
I have a premium account. I'm going to give my password, but we need to research if Grog is available. I don't know if Grog is available for us because we don't have money. But it doesn't matter if we're going to be able to use or not because we don't have money. what does matter for you to learn that every model, every AI model, are always, always behind in time. They never know the news.
They never?
No. How they can know the news if you don't train? If any model don't receive new information, like Grog. Grog is the owner of X. Grog is the owner of X.
Mm-hmm.
So Grog read every single post in every second for the whole network. The network have a couple million new posts every day, millions of posts. Grog knows each one of them, but nobody can go there because Elon Musk don't allow ChatGPT to go there. They don't allow the interface for Twitter to be accessed for any other AI in the world. Only Grog.
Okay.
So I just gave you an idea what the difference between Grog and ChatGPT. If you ask ChatGPT, what's the name for the president of India? What's the name?
President?
His name. What is his name?
Mr. Modi.
Okay, if you tell ChatGPT what the president of India, Mr. Modi, is doing today, they will say, well, and last month he was visiting, blah, blah, blah. He did something 2 months ago. But if this president dies today, ChatGPT will not know.
Okay.
But why it will not know? Because somebody needs to train the ChatGPT to have news, current news. It's impossible without training, you know, giving that information for him inside the proper feeding. Is only OpenAI has the proper gate for feeding new data into ChatGPT. Of course, ChatGPT is reading the news from Google or any public source. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But that's possible perhaps for the president of India. Because if the president of India dies, of course, ChatGPT will know in the same day, I guess.
Okay.
But if somebody that's not so famous, and that somebody like myself goes to X and I post my surgery. Remember, I did a surgery a couple months ago.
Yeah.
If I posted that my surgery was successful, I'm very happy, then Grog will know about me.
Okay.
Okay. So that gives an idea how is wonderful this, how is the difference between each mod is different kind of power, different kind of emphasis or different kind of strength. So you need to learn as much as you can about AI. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
So I forgot what I was going to ask.
No problem. Enjoy, relax, and have fun. Just enjoy the ride. The ride will be wonderful. It will be a wonderful ride. Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, but the AI is more interesting than our, developing our ERP. It is more interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The AI is a revolution, my dear.
Yeah.
AI is a miracle. AI is humanly impossible without intervention from supernatural source. It's unbelievable.
So my concern
is the world will use AI for evil stuff, not for doing good. That's my sad portion.
Yeah, I was about to ask you. So how much to use Grog? How much we have to pay?
I don't know. I never. I just share with you some issues because the Grog 2.0 was a piece of crap, so I never planned to use Grog. But they just released the Grog 3.0 a couple months ago. It's still in beta. That beta is just 2 months. It blows my mind. So only now I'm considering Grog because I didn't want to even try. But let you understand the potential for AI. AI is just mind-blowing. Okay. So learn as much as you can. But most important, you just need to pray. And when you pray, tell your Creator to inspire your heart to see what would be possible for you to do to please Him. To please Him. Because the only entity in the universe that's more important than your husband is your Creator. You agree?
Yeah.
So why don't tell, thank you for having created me. I'm alive. I'm full of hope. I know that because we are believers in a superpower that is immortal, we're gonna, even if you pass away, you're gonna be alive somewhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time for us to deep our thanksgiving. You are a very thankful person, very grateful for you. Your heart is very grateful person for even minor gift. You appreciate that. So how much more you should be grateful to your Creator, my dear? Imagine, even if you have a very humble roots, your father are very poor, you are in the United States, very peaceful for you, you never have any to worry about your health because you have doctor everywhere, you have wonderful food, you have a decent husband, have two kids. My goodness, imagine how much you need to thank God for your life. Do you agree, Deepa?
Yeah, Paul.
So just say, Lord, my Creator, whatever you want to call your Creator, tell, I'm going to give you my heart to you. Please, if anything I can do during my final, you're in the final time of your life.
Yeah,
so we don't know if you're going to use it in 20, 25, perhaps 30, but of course, even if you go to 50 years more, your health, your really good health, is only for the next 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it then starts to, okay, this pain here, a little bit problem over there, is a diabetes or so, whatever, you know. You're going to die. You're going to die. Huh? And you're going to have less and less strength. I'm going to be sleepy. Oh, I could not wake up today because I didn't sleep well at night. Okay, so be it. But you'll not be able to do anything more for God. Well, very little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that you are in good health, wow, my good try. That's right. But please enjoy this kind of art. When you do a work of art, when you do anything with love, you have the pleasure to do that. When you prepare a good meal for your boys, you have the pleasure to have that kind of work of art. Imagine what you can do with AI.
Yeah.
You see?
Interesting.
Well, you can also, for example, why not help your husband? Your husband did a kind of, he did some course, some training in Liamachu. He did some, why not surprising him with some kind of input? Learn what he's doing, why he's doing. And as with your gentle feminine way, you can say, honey, imagine if you can use this also to do that kind of particular fruit for your boss, whatever. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm just sharing. So it would be wonderful.
He's not using any AI, but he used to study a year ago, but he's not using it in his work.
Oh, he's not using it anymore?
No, he's not using it in his job, but he just took a course. That's it.
Oh, just for the sake of, just to learn a little bit about AI, just for that reason, yeah? Huh?
Yeah, he's not using it in his work.
Okay, so imagine, if he only learned about Llama, you can imagine that he knows absolutely nothing about AI. Because you just looking for your hugging face, you can see what is AI over there. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
In just 1 year, Hugging Face went from 20, 25 partners. They have more than 100,000 activities inside Hugging Face. Always everything relates to AI, different agent, different broker, different bot, different library, different task, a different kind of, oh my god, oh, interface, a new, oh, Jesus, you have no idea, no idea.
Okay, Paul.
So, what I'm just trying to tell you, please enjoy every time you see the marvelous power that the Creator is granting human race. We should sing, we should dance every single day because AI. We should sing, we should say thank you, thank you. We should sing, we should glorify, we should praise God for the AI. Because humanity can really eradicate poverty. Humanity can really, really eradicate war. And humanity can really, really, really create a lot of disease that would be unthinkable 5 years ago. 5 years ago would be unthinkable.
That's true, yeah.
So we need to be very grateful for God and say, oh, my God, what are you doing in this world? But if I can participate, if you can grant me any inspiration, I give you my heart, I give you my brain, I give my time, I give my joy, my whatever I have, my little money, everything you have, give to him. So he will give you back 10 times more or 100-fold more, and you're going to have fun for the rest of your life, teaching other people about AI, having some new idea, enjoying and learning. As the more you learn about AI, the more humble you're going to become. And I don't think there's nothing that please our Creator more than humility. Why will you never fight in our life? Because you are a humble person. Because I love humility. I know I'm nothing. So, and I, because I have a vow of poverty, so I don't have any money, so I know exactly how humanity works. Because since I made my vow of poverty 52 years ago, I lost every single fake friend that disappeared from my life, because people disappear from people that don't have any money. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
So I never had a fake friend in my life, because they disappear. They disappear. Only the real friends remain. Oh, I can count in my hand.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, because I don't have any financial resource. People don't care to be around. So, dear, enjoy your evening. Enjoy AI. Enjoy whatever your heart tells you to do. And we're going to be friends forever. And I'm gonna, if I have any resource, I'll let you know.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. This time, any other idea you have, if you have any, please don't be afraid to buy it, to buy it on your own. I buy for you and send it to your account immediately. Don't even think about selling anything at this price, okay? Wait for a couple of weeks. It will be likely twice that amount. And if you have any kind of $500, $200, or even $50, let me know, put there and buy, because it will make every HBI you have will become a dollar at the end of the year, very likely. But even if you don't have a dollar at the end of the year, if you buy now $100 at 50 cents, 50, I'm sorry, at 15 cents, you very, very easily will be have 100% in a week or two or three or perhaps a month to sell for 30 cents if you need 100%. But of course, the idea is to keep it. Keep as much as you can. If you have an emergency, of course you need to sell. But I'm just sharing that with you because AI is also affecting Hedera. Hedera is the first crypto real hashgraph technology that was already incorporated in the first server in the whole universe. They created the first server, Intel. You know what's Intel, right? Do you know Intel?
Yeah.
Do you know Dell?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know Dell, you know Intel. Do you know NVIDIA?
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
I know that company.
The one that built the GPU. Do you know that?
The graphic user interface, right?
The graph. Do you know that NVIDIA is the only reason we have the AI in the world? Do you know that?
No.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't know.
All the models in the world are training NVIDIA. The only way to train the model.
Sorry, Paul, please say the, please explain it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The AI is so challenging to train AI model. You need millions of parameters. Parameters are some kind of element that the AI need to deal. When you do a CPU, do you know what's Intel CPU?
Uh-huh.
So you do one input and one output, one input, one output, right?
Yeah.
But they do in serial. Do you know the serial sequence?
Yeah, one by one.
One by one in sequence, okay? You should know you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So if you need to be fast, you need to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, be very fast, but you go one line, you're going one line, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you have only one CPU. So what Intel did, Intel created some hyper CPU, put one CPU inside another, put 2, 4, 5, 6, 10 CPU inside one CPU. So then it can multiply by 10, correct?
Yeah.
So what NVIDIA did, NVIDIA changed everything. So Intel, if you put Intel CPU to change your screen to video, every time you change a picture in your screen, you need to change millions of pixels in order to do, hold on. Noemi, I need to open the door. Noemi. Okay, I gotta go. The GPU, Deepa.
Yeah.
The GPU takes all the pixel for the screen and change all that million at the same time. At the same time, in parallel, and Intel needs to take one by one, at a time. So, and the GPU is using that to train the model. That's the reason we have AI. If without NVIDIA, we would not have AI. That's it.
Okay.
So they create the first AI, Hedera, with the crypto transaction validating every learning move inside the GPU. Inside Intel is done by Hedera in a Dell computer. It's already available for sale, a Dell computer, okay?
Okay.
Bye, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold on. Hold on, não tem nada aí. Não tem nada aí. Não tem nadie, porque a porta está aberta com o vento, tuve que travá-la. Oh, não. Porque não tem, não se pode travar a porta. Então, com o vento, vai estar muito frio, tem que deixar travada. Porque por la noite abriu o vento, abriu a porta. Não se pode, hã?
Tengo hambre, que no comí nada.